Start your day the Torah way, Northwest London, Wednesday, 6th of Av, 3rd of August, Rabbi Eliyahu, hi. I accidentally made a brocha on my coffee on Tisha B'Av, what should I do? This week's Torah way have been sponsored by families Wiesenfeld and Wittenberg to celebrate the Bar Mitzvah of Dudi Wittenberg, Neri Yoye. B'schus Shraga Fivish Ben Elisheva Hinda Robbers Neri Yoye. Sheyiskel Rufor Shleimo B'sor Sh'or Chulei Yisrael.
Amen. The Shaila is if on Tisha B'Av someone accidentally forgot it's Tisha B'Av, he made the bracha on his coffee, what should he do? Mitzad Echad is a bracha levatola, and it's a bracha levatola that's going to happen if he doesn't drink. Mitzad Sheni, if he drinks, he's being over on the Tzoyin Tisha B'Av. In the 9 days, most of Klal Yisrael's Mekabel and Minna, not to eat meat. Not to eat meat, including chicken, not to eat flesh. Some still have minigoni shavu shechalboi. Others, I think, temanim only have on sudam afsekes, like the din of the Gemara. But most people, prevalent minig is, throughout the 9 days, no achilas basal. The steichemid in Michtav Lechizkiyo is a chuvus Michtav Lechizkiyo. He writes, if somebody made a brocha during the 9 days on a shtick of flesh, on a piece of meat, shakul niyam dvori, what should he do? Says the steichemid, Chari shouldn't eat it. There's an Issa Rabbanon going to happen here. Sorry, the fact that you made the brach already does not entitle you to be Oyvei Surim. Don't eat it. You perish from the meat. That's what the Steichemet says in Michtov L'Chizkiyo. However, in his main Sefer Steichemet, he quotes the exact same Shaila, and he says, no, you can eat the meat. I think Steichemet was written afterwards. So I think that should be what he takes on the Halacha. You can eat a tiny bit of the meat. Don't eat more than you need to. Even on a mashu, you make a bracha. Bracha rishayna. So you eat a tiny bit of meat. And he says, you know why? Because it's mistaba that the minhag was never said in such a situation. Klal Yisrael was not mekabel not to eat a tiny bit of meat that you're doing just for the bracha purposes. That's not bichlal, the minhag that we have. The minhag that we have is eating l'shem, simcha l'shem, tanug l'shem, achila. When you're eating just to make sure that your bracha is not going to be called bracha levatala, that's not going to steer it to the minhag. You're not going against the minhag.
Eat something else instead.
Eat something else instead. That's not clear that that works. It's not clear that that works. There are more holes if you've got things in front of you than even if you didn't explicitly have das for it.
Second best. Better than eating meat.
I don't know, because according to the Shulchan Aruch and many Rishonim, if you had explicit das for a particular thing and you're not interested in eating the rest, even if they're in front of you, it's not clear on Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like it wouldn't work. Even there in front of you. It's Machlek to Shulchan Aruch and Ramon. So we could be done that. But the Steichemet's taina is, it's not Soysa the Minag. If you make a broch on meat during the 9 days, or Shavuot Shechalbe, whatever your Minag is, and you eat a tiny bit of meat just to justify that broch and stop it being a broch levatola, that's not against the Minag. The Minag wasn't said for such a situation. When you're eating a tiny bit, just to make sure that the bracha is not levatol. And the same svara, exactly the same svara, is quoted by Reb Shmuel Vozna, and he seems to go with that. What's very interesting is, l'chayra, the Steich Emed, other than the fact that he could say that you're not going against the minhag, if he wouldn't be able to say that, it sounds like he would have stuck to his muskel rishon in Michtav L'Chizkiyo and said, don't do it, even though it's only a minhag. You can't go against the minhag. It's also an issa. Don't eat, even if you made the bracha levatola. Tough, too late. Because he can say what you're doing by you eating is not called going against the minhag, therefore I can get the best of both worlds, I can keep my bracha and not be sois to the minhag. Wonderful, do that. L'chayra, according to that, poshut in our case, there's no hava minna to allow someone to eat l'chayra by Tisha B'Av, right? Someone on an actual fast. L'chayra. Be'emes.
Sorry.
Yeah.
You were saying Tisha B'Av, you were not allowed.
L'chayra, according to what the Steichemet says, with regards to the 9 days.
You're not breaking your tannis with a crumb, are you? You haven't lost
the tannis. You should still continue to fast, but you're breaking your tannis. Chatzis is awesome in a Torah, even though this is an Issa de Rabbonon, but call the Tikkun Rabbon Kender Isa Tikkun. You've never heard the Rav who says you're not to take a sip in the morning, right, of Tisha B'Av, or eating a crumb. So lechayra you are. You're being over on a halacha of the tannis. So lechayra, according to the Steichemet Svara, it should be poshut that it's also even if you made the bracha on Tisha B'Av to drink a tiny bit.
Less than a
gazayis. Even less than a gazayis. Chatzis she is also min haTorah, and when Chachomim made the tannis, lechayra they made the ke'en d'oraisa, ke'en the tannis of Yom Kippur in the sense of that even a tiny bit is also. True, their difference is they weren't goyzer b'mokom chayli, and therefore were not makbed on shiurim for chayli, even she'en by sakona. That's because they weren't goyzer then. Where they were goyzer, lechayr, they went with the same gedorim, and chatzis she is also. Lechayr. Is a similar shayla, legabe boso b'cholof. Someone ate, I think it's much more prevalent, much more negeya, hopefully, if someone ate fleshes on a regular day, and a couple of hours later he forgot. He puts milk into the coffee and he says Shahakul and Yamidvari, and then he realizes, oh, Fleshik. So, very interestingly, this story happened to someone called Reb David Pardo. He wrote Chaste David on the Tosefta. The one that we have is a bit of a kitzer, it was a bit much bigger, his sefer. Chaste David, Reb David Pardo, he says, but did he have an uvda? Happened to me. Okay, he said it happened to him a few hours after he had eaten meat. He made a brocha. I'm not sure if it was a coffee or whatever it was, but he made the brach on something milky, and he chapped over on fleshik. What should I do? And he said, I'll tell you what I did off a plat. I drank a tiny bit, and then I didn't drink anymore. Now here, it's not just a minag. The idea of not eating, the idea of separating between basa and cholav, albeit a din d'rabbanan, min haTorah, the Ikka Issa is only when you're mavashal them together. That's why it says in the Torah, Lo yisavashal gedi b'chalevim. It says three times, once for Issa Achila, once Issa Ano, and once Issa Bishul. But the reason why the Torah says the Issa Achila through the terminology of Bishul is to tell you that there's only an Issa Achila when you cooked it together. Midrabon and it's Asa, and you have to wait between Suda l'Suda, which many Rishonim say means 6 hours. And therefore he's being over an Issa d'Rabbono. Reb David Pardo was being over an Issa d'Rabbono in the Chayra when he eat that bit of flesh. So you see that he held that even though you made the brocha, you're allowed to, even though you're being over an Issa, to save a brocha levatola, you're allowed to eat a tiny bit. However, the chayr yesh lechalik. The chayr yesh lechalik. Because we know there's a big machloikas rishonim, how long you have to wait between basar and chalik. The Gemara says, bein suda lesuda. Bein suda lesuda, between meals. Tosfos says, what does that mean? It says, you're right. A normal person doesn't eat one meal after the other. Normal people in those days used to eat 2 meals a day. On Shabbos, 3, a regular day, it's 2 meals a day. Morning and afternoon. I think it's also mashma like that in the Gemara Yuma, where it says that Bnei Yisrael, how they ate in the morning and the evening. So that would normally end up being about 6 hours between the meals on a regular, on a Yom Beinani. That's what the norm would be, Bein Suda L'Suda. Says Tosfos, it doesn't matter then. Says Tosfos, Chazal said Bein Suda L'Suda, Loi Plug Rabbonon. You just need to listen to what the words that Chazal said. Well, even though normally Bein Suda L'Suda might be 6 hours, might be 10 hours, if you've finished your Suda and you've removed it, you've washed out your mouth, you've brushed your teeth, there's no chashash of anything in your mouth, you are allowed to straight away, as long as you're not boy in the Birkas HaMazon, your Suda's finished, you're allowed to eat immediately. Not even 1 hour. You're allowed to eat Cholov, as long as it's not in the same meal, same Suda, Bein Suda L'Suda. That Shittas HaTosfos and a number of other Rishonim. Shittas HaRif and the Rambam is none of them. Bein Suda L'Suda is a kinui for from breakfast to supper. Yeah, between the time of breakfast and supper. And that ends up being 6 hours as the cheshbon that the Rishonim make. And therefore they hold you have to wait 6 hours. True, Bnei Sfad, including the Bereish and the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like the Rif and the Rambam, Kedarkoi, when you have two of the three Amodei Ayro, the Rif Rosh and the Rambam, he normally goes with that Shitta. The Rif and the Rambam hold of this 6 hours, and he goes with that. Bnei Ashkenaz came with a minhag for an hour, I believe, right? The original minhag for Bnei Ashkenaz is to wait an hour. That is a chumrah on the Shittas and Tosfos, which is you don't even need to wait an hour. You just need to do kinuach vadocha and wash your hands. You need to eat something in between. You need to wash out your mouth, rinse out your mouth and wash your hands. And that's enough. B'nai Ashkenaz will machmir. You know what? Just in case someone might forget to do kinuach hadochah, so 1 hour. That was the original minhag of B'nai Ashkenaz. Eich sheyeh, whichever way it is, there are two shittas in the Rishonim, two legitimate shittas. One is 6 hours, and one is 1 hour of the minhag, or even less than an hour. Reb David Pardon, even though he should have listened to the Shulchan Aruch and kept 6 hours, with B'nai Sfad, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, he has got a bracha levatola. It could very well be that his cheshbon to drink from his coffee or whatever it was, a couple of hours after he'd eaten meat, was because he said, listen, b'shas adchak, to save a bracha levatola, I'll rely on the Ramah, I'll rely on Tosfos, and the Poskim who say, bein suda lisuda, means literally, at the end of the meal, it becomes mutter for me to eat. So it's hard to bring a raya from somewhere where we've got a clear machloikus rishonim as to whether bichlal to drink that cholav is mutar also. It could very well be, he said, b'shas adchak, I'll rely on the Ramah. B'shas adchak, I won't be machmir with the Rif. And the Rambam, similarly, we see, for your ledes, even if there's no tzad choyli or anything, or sakon or anything like that, many Sephardi poiskim are makel that a yoledes, a Sephardi yoledes is allowed to rely on the time, the original minhag of B'nai Ashkenaz, to wait an hour. Even though they're mekabel the Shulchan Aruch, you have to keep 6 hours. No, this is a shas adchak. It's difficult now. She's a yoledes. So she is allowed to rely on the more lenient opinions. It could very well be the Michtav L'David, the David Pardon, made that cheshbon, and therefore we can't build off that and say that on Tisha B'Av, if someone made a bracha on their coffee, they can eat because that's an Issa L'Kulei Alma. This is an Issa only according to some Rishonim. The Chayyur, there's no raya from there. Interestingly, someone who does speak about this Shaila, I think possibly the first person who I know who speaks about this Shaila, is Rabbi Yehuda Ayash, the Mata Yehuda. It's quoted very much by the Mishnah Berurah, Mata Yehuda. And he was a big Paisik. He lived about 350, 400 years ago. The Mata Yehuda says, Dova Poshut. To him, it's a Dova Poshut. If somebody makes a bracha on something during the Tanis, they're not allowed. And then they chapt. Ah, it's a Tanis, not allowed to drink, not allowed to eat. Even a culture, even a mashu, it's awesome. But if you look at, he says, why? I've got bracha levatola. Why shouldn't I care? Why should I care more about my issa of achila betanis than my issa of bracha levatola? Says the Mata Yehuda, I'll tell you why. Your issa bracha levatola was done b'shoigig. You were unaware. It's already happened. The achila, you're going to come b'kum va'asei with knowledge that you're doing an issa. No, don't do that. Don't do that. You want to do a maisa as well? He says they want a maisa. Someone says, I'm not sure for me. The Ayesha, someone says it's a maisa, one's a dibul. The issa achila is worse than the issa bracha levatola, because when you did the bracha levatola, you were unaware that you're doing an issa. Here you'll be your dying going and saying, I'm going to do an issa. And mit alle cheshbonos, the cheshbon's not a good cheshbon, because that's already happened and that was done b'shegeg. That's the svara of the Mate Yehuda.
Isn't bracha levatola a deraisa? Of lois issa.
Very good, very good. Says the Mate Yehuda, you know what gives me the platesis to say this, says the Mata Yehuda, because the pre-chodosh already taught us that the issa bracha levatola is only midrabbonon. That's what the Mata Yehuda says. That means that the Mata Yehuda made the cheshbon. If bracha levatola were to be an issa deraisa, issa deraisa, okay, an issa derabbonon, I'm gonna, of course, I have to eat, I have to save my issa deraisa bracha levatola. But seeing as issa bracha levatola is only issa midrabbonon, and he quotes the Pri Chodosh who says that, so therefore, says the Mata Yehuda, no, I'm going to fall back on my original svara, which is that nachila biyodaim bekum vaasei bemezid, with knowledge I'm doing an issa, is much worse than a bracha that was made b'shoigeg. So that, even though the Mata Yehuda's conclusion is that you should not eat or drink if you accidentally made the bracha on a tanis, l'chayra, you see a big Pesach from his svara to say exactly the opposite. Why? Because whether bracha levatola is deraisa drabonon is a massive machlokes rishonim. The Rambam, most achronim understand that shittas Rambam is that bracha levatola is an issa deraisa. True,
The Matan Yehuda is right. Roiv Paiskim hold. Roiv Rishonim hold. Roisham Toisvas. They hold. Rochel of Atol is only Issa the Rabbon. And the Svar is very poshut. Yemushabeach Hashem. That's Issa the Rais of Loisiso. Baal Esos, Moshe Maltzfosim, but Loisiso Hashem. That's Lashon. I'm being Mushabeach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a din the Rabbonon. To have chashivas, to brochas, where Chazal told you to do it, it's asa, and it's a very chumra de ke'isa. It's mamash a chumra de ke'isa, and we even say sofik brochas lachel, and some places can say even a sveika don't make a broch, very chumra. By the end of the day, it's an isa de rabbonon, according to Roiv Rishonim, and the Matan Yehuda's psak makes sense based on that. However, if you hold like the Rambam, which the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Tes Vov seems to hold, that brochel of Aton is an isa de iraisa, then nechoira, the Chayra, according to the Matan Yehuda, you should dafka drink or eat if you've already made the bracha on a talis, right? So we're coming to a point where the Chayra, according to the Matan Yehuda, says whether you should eat after your bracha on a talis depends on whether you hold the Issa bracha levatola. Is it the rice or not? Huh?
Who do you rise? I don't understand.
Well, it's Tisha B'Av, it's the rice. Tisha B'Av, the Rabbon. Tisha B'Av, the Rabbon.
Yom Kippur,
you're right. Yom Kippur, I didn't talk about Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, 100%, Chatzis Shia Asim in the Torah. Poshut that Yom Kippur, it's awesome. I'm talking about Tisha B'Av.
It's only after saying, after you said
the Rokhi,
straight away
say, Borokhim coming after the Rokhi, and then he's gotten out of Issa. So I think the agreement of most poskim is it doesn't really take you out of the Issa. And that's how Moshe Feinstein says, whenever someone has a chashash who thinks he's done a bracha levatola, but there might be a way out, like if you can eat something else, etc., don't say baruch shem kvod malchus elohim avoid quickly, because then you're going to vaday make it a bracha levatola, yeah? He says, if you've got some option to eat something, etc., he says, the whole idea of baruch shem kvod malchus elohim avoid can be done afterwards. Moshe Feinstein says, the idea is, you mazalzel b'chvoidei, so you do a shevach, baruch shem, you marbe covered ba'ilah, but it's not a real tikkun to the Issa bracha levatola. Again, that's you might find, I think there's a Rabbi Cholom Wasserman who sounds not like that, sounds like your mamash changed it from being a bracha levatola. But I think the agreement of Roiv Minyan or Binyan of the Poskim and Achreinim is that you haven't really been attacking the Issa. It's a good thing to do to make to be marbe more covered ba'olam, marbe more kvod shamayim ba'olam, if you were just mezalzel a bit in a bracha levatola. But it's not really attacking the Issa. Okay, so the Chayra, it's very possible that the shayla depends on whether you hold bracha levatola is the raisa, which could make a difference. La halacha for bnei Sfad and bnei Ashkenaz. Roiv poiskim, as I said, hold that bracha levatola is the rabbonon, and that's the consensus of all the poiskim, all the Ashkenazi poiskim, that me ikra din bracha levatola is only is the rabbonon. Many Sfadi poiskim hold that the Shulchan Aruch goes with the Rambam, and that's what the mashmos of the Shulchan Aruch, and that bracha levatola is an isa deraisa. So it could very well be toloi on that machloikas. A similar case that's found in a Mishnah much earlier is when someone eats truma, someone starts eating truma de rabbonon. Mishnah says someone starts eating truma that's only osme de rabbonon and he's a zor, and he chaps, it's truma. Beis de rabbonon, truma de rabbonon. So it's klar and it's tovel halacha. He spits it out. He spits out, he's poilet at mipiv, and he doesn't continue eating it. So Hashayla is, the Mishnah doesn't explicitly say what happened to the brocha there. The mashmos is, I would say, the mashmos is that that halach is true, even if the person made the bracha on this. You could tell me, no. The person made, really, we're talking about a case where the person made the bracha on something else. And then, well, during his eating session, he ate truma de rabbonon, and that's why he has to spit it out. But kipshutoi, mistimas apoiskim, and the Mishnah, it doesn't sound like it's davka talking about a case where he didn't make a bracha on that. And there's another case, very similar to that, brought down in Mishnah Berurah, in the Chos Yom Tov, that if a goy brings something mukta, a goy brings machel that there is b'mechubar, in that way, of that machel, so it's osa, it's mukta, he brings to you on Yom Tov something that was just toilish, and you make a broch on it, and then you chap, oyvei. Mukta, I can't eat it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, spit it out straight away. Like the din of truma. So the chayra, here you have two cases where you have an issa de rabbonon, again, an issa de rabbonon, and you've made the brocha, and your brocha is going to be levatol if you don't eat it, and the Mishnah Berurah and the Mishnah Kipshutoy, the Mishnah and the Shulchan Aruch, legabi truma, sound like you should not be eating anything.
But there is a difference there, because those could be the
second bite. You don't know whether he's actually been yoitzer his brother at that point.
The Mishabura sounds like... sounds
like in the middle of eating, you realise it's stopped. So
the Mishnah Berurah is, I think, very clear, not that way. It's also, if you've made the bracha and you haven't yet swallowed. The Mishnah Lagabi Truma, you could say that. And again, Yehuda Ayash, Mata Yehuda, he does say that. He says, you don't have a raya that he made the bracha. The Mishnah, we're not talking, the halacha is not talking about Elchas Brachas. It's talking about Issa, Achilas, Truma. Don't mix in Elchas Brachas. Maybe he made the bracha on something else. And you could say that. It's an akimta. You're saying that din, none of the poiskim on the Shulchan Aruch, like I'm talking about the earlier poiskim, say that. So it's a bit sossum. It's a bit sossum, but I can't say it's not true. I can't say, I for sure not. I hear. The pashtas, I think, is that it sounds like this din is even when you did make a bracha. That's the norm, right? It's a very common thing to make a bracha before you just put something in your mouth. So it's a bit interesting that none of the poiskim read it that way. But I hear. I can't say that that's not a dichot.
In the case
of
you made a bracha. The bit that he's eating might not be the first
bit. Right. It's interesting that no one would have read the dice. Yeah, the call's there, but tonight that he's already eaten something and his bracha's been chal. It's interesting, but I can't say, again, to say that the Cherev Chanis, that's it, it's posher that's a raya gemura, I agree. It's not a raya gemura. There is mokum to be madchik. However, a big mokum to exactly the opposite of everything that's been said until now is a Ramah and Hilchas Kiddush. The Ramah talks about a case, the Gabe Havdola, he brings it in Hilchas Kiddush. If somebody made the bracha, somebody didn't atila sedai, this case is in Tshuvas HaGoyim already. Someone, Motzei Shabbos, he didn't atila sedai, he sits down, so this Malava Malka, he puts some bread on the table, some challah, he makes a Moitzi Lechem in Oret, and then he chaps, I still haven't done Havdola. What should he do? And here there's a big machloikas, some places you say, Fafalim. You have to do Avdola. And others say, no, the Goyinim say, Vosseis, you're going to make your brachas levatola. You're going to make your brachas levatola. Go and eat a bit of bread, and then you go along and do Avdola. That's a machloikas. And the Ramah is machriya. Call it a kula. If we want to call it a kula, we'll call it a kula. That you should eat a little bit of the bread in order to make your amoitzi not levatola. Agav, the Goyinim sound like there'll be two brachas levatola, because it's a beloshim rabbi. What two brachas levatol? Natila sedayim and a moitzi, yeah? It's very, very big chiddush to say that natila sedayim would be levatol. If someone changes their mind, I did natila sedayim, shekhi chon mitzvah, so on, and I changed my mind, I don't want to eat. I'm not that unwell, I don't want to eat. Who said that natila sedayim was levatol? The mitzvah I did. I was noitel yodai, bekavon asachila, l'shem tara. And there's a ritvon chulin who clearly says that's not called the bracha levatol. You did the mitzvah. The bracha's on the mitzvah. No, the mitzvah is to be matire your hands when you l'shem achila, like a kohen would. I did that. I was genuine when I said I wanted to eat then. I really had kavanas achila. So it was an atila l'shem achila. Okay, from these goyim, it's a very early source. You see, not like that ritva. Stop. My mamuska. However, Eichshiyah, the Ramah paskins, and I think that's achrov, most achroinim, is like the goyim, that you should eat a little bit after you've made the moti lechem and aretz, before havdola. If you accidentally made the bracha before Avdala, you should eat a little bit and then do Avdala. In order to save yourself from a bracha of Avdala, be over on the Issa of Achila lifnei Avdala, and the Achra of all the poskim is the Issa Achila lifnei Avdala, is even on a Mashu, because it says, Asal Adam Shitim Klum, right? So, you're being over on Issa, in order to save a bracha of Avdala, you're allowed to do that. So we've got a big stira now, Lachona. We've got a stira between Truma, unless you say, like you, Dichui, steer between the Mishnah and Truma and the Ramah, and the Mishnah Berurah, I think that's very clear. You can't say any Dichuyim. The Gabi Mukta, where the Mishnah Berurah says, if you made the Bracha Mukta, don't eat it, don't swallow it. Spit it out. What's the Chiluk between these two cases? I think that's going to be a very Yisaydi sticker. And the answer to this Shaila might have to do with how we paskin the Halacha with regards to making a Bracha on your coffee on Tisha B'Av. Okay, so there are two ways to go about this chiluk, and they sound very they sound very similar to each other, but they're not, and it makes a difference. One way, one mahalach is, you know what the chiluk is? Very simple. Truma is something that's be'etzem osa. It's a chefetz d'isura. This is something that's awesome. Havdolah, the thing I'm eating, kosher, v'yosher, best, echsher, pas yisroel, I made the bracha, moitzi lechem min haaretz. I've got an issa to eat before Havdola. The shaw, the matzav is goyrim, an issa. It's not that this etzem thing, if I would look at this object, is that a machal osa?
It's a gavel thing, isn't it?
Gavradike is. Yeah. Okay, does that mean that it's a Gavradike Issa, not a Cheftadike Issa? Does it?
It means that the person of these sword is forbidden to eat this.
I don't know why today we're mentioning so many Mati Yehudas, even unplanned. But there is a Mati Yehuda, the Gabi Bishul on Shabbos, if someone cooks on Shabbos. The Gabi Issa Nerne, Mimaisa Shabbos. He says you can't have something that's a chefta de isura is also for someone the oilum and for someone else is mutta miyadum or say Shabbos, yeah? You can't have that. There can't be a chefta de isura, it's only Issa Gavra. But I don't know if that's, I think Truma is a big, big pirch on that. Lichoira Truma is a chefta. It's the din of the chefta is that it's mutta to koyanim and also to zorim. I find that chiddush to say that Truma is Issa Gavra. But actually, yeah, that's one mahalach is that the actual thing, if I just looked at this thing, would I say this is a dovor or also, or are external factors required into making it an issa? Right? Lechoira, what would you say about the Mishnah Berurah's case by Mukta? Mukta, the Zach, isn't the etzim a dovor or also. It's only because Shabbos is here. It's only the Shah that's goyrim the issa. According to this chiluk, the way I've said it at least, it would turn out not like the Mishnah Berurah. And Tisha B'Av, or any other Tanis, other than Yom Kippur, any other Tanis, should Lichoira have the halacha that you would eat, like by Havdalah. Havdalah, the Ramah's Machriya, those places go with the Ramah, that if you make a bracha to save your bracha of Havdalah, you eat a little bit. What's the difference between Havdalah and Truma? The difference is Havdalah, the Zach that I'm eating is not a Machal Issa. Mashen Kein, by Truma, the Zach is Be'etim, this object is a Machal Issa. If that's the Chirik, then Lichoira, this coffee is lovely, it's kosher v'yosha, it's Fine, Michael. There's no issa ma'acholus asurus on it. What's the issa? The Shah is goyrim that right now, today, there's an issa. Nechayra, according to that chiluk, you should be allowed to eat, to be toyim. You should have to be toyim in order to save your bracha levatola based on that ramon. There is a slightly different way to say the chiluk. And I think that's obviously how the Mishnah Berurah would have learned. Nechayra, there's one way to say that the issa of eating before Havdalah, the issa eating before Havdalah is not an issa that you're not allowed to eat this maichel. I know it sounds the same, but bear with me. The issa is to do a maisa achila lifnei Havdalah. The whole chashivas of the issa is klapi the Havdalah. Similarly, the Mogen Avraham says, you're not mechuyev, even though it's an issa to eat before Kiddush, you don't have to stop your child, lechayra. There's no din sfiyah on that. Why? Because if your child is not mechuyev in chinuch on Kiddush, let's say he's 3 years old, how can I give him to eat? I'm not allowed to feed my son Isurim. True, he hasn't got chiyuv chinuch because he's not yet on the age of understanding what kiddush is. But how can I feed him before kiddush? I'm not going to know what you mean. If he's not mechuyev in kiddush, how can he be mechuyev in the issa of achila lifnei kiddush? So even though it's an issa, the whole issa is klapi something else. It's an issa zilzul of kiddush or chashivus of kiddush. You're not allowed to eat before kiddush. It's not that the actual peulas achila I'm doing unto itself is a ma'isa issa. Right? I'm not saying it's not osa, but it's issa klapi the kiddush. Mashenkin mukta. This dover is a dover that's osa. Very nice. The Shah brought it about. What do I care? At the end of the day, right now, it's osa for me to eat the zach because of the zach. Not because it's achila lifnei kiddush or achila lifnei something else. Yeah? Do you hear the chilam? Lechoir, according to that, it should be possible that you have no raya, you can't shtel tzu, our case of Tisha B'Av, to that Ramah and Havdalah. And bear in mind, even by Havdalah, it's a machloikas apoiskim. I know we go with the Ramah, but we can't forget that there is a machloikas apoiskim there. So lechoira, the Mishnah Berurah learned like this latter chiluk. And that's why he says by Mukta, you wouldn't be able to eat. And lechoira, hu adin, by Tisha B'Av or any other tzoyim that's the Rabbon. Lemaisa, at the end of the day, we did mention before that there's a chashash to the raisa for Safadim, especially with Nemon, the halacha, that the ikr is. And based on that, Rabbi Avadi Yosef holds for Sephardim, and I say Madgish again, I don't know what he'd say for Ashkenazim, but I would say that this halacha should not be relevant for Ashkenazim, this psak. He goes with the Chidoz Rebbe, the Nechpa Bakesef, who talks about this case. Doesn't talk about Tisha B'Av, talks about other tzaymas. I don't know why there should be a chiluk. Even if you say there should be a chiluk at Tisha B'Av Mulchomu, like we see Ubra Samanikas this year, that's a Tisha B'Av Shenidcha, the Ritva says a Tisha B'Av Shenidcha is more kal than a regular Shiva Asa B'Tamuz. That's Chidush Yitvo. And that's what many poskim take on Aloha. So this year, even if you got someone wants to ein action, that no, Tisha B'Av is more Chomur, this year it wouldn't be. According to the Nechpo Bakesef, the Chidoz Rebbe,
you would eat or drink a tiny bit in order to be matzil the Issa Brachal of Atola, even on a Tanis, and definitely Tisha B'Av Shenitcha. That's the psak that Rabbi Ovadia Yosef follows, and that's what he tells people to do. And the main reason of this psak is because there's a chashash deiraisa in a brachal of atola where there's no chashash deiraisa negabe the isa of eating on a tzayim. However, as we said, there's ways to think not like this. And one last point I'll point out is that the Shulchan Aruch says if someone makes a bracha on a machal isa, something that's also for them to eat, and the Mishmur reads ice, even if it's the Rabbonon, and even if it's not be'etzim the Meichel, that's a brachal of atola. Who says you're being massacred the bracha? This is a new spin in the whole Shaila. Who says you're being misak of the bracha by eating something that's also to eat? So on that again, Rabbi Ovadia uses this chilek and he says, no. You only say Eidim Mavarech El Menayit when the actual cheft is a dova ha'asa. When you're eating trey for a chasha, even the rabbanon, something that's be'et. Again, there's room to think otherwise. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't think that way. So the Mishnah Berurah would tell you, even if it's a chashash deraisa, it's gornish ka'olf, and you haven't done anything, you're doing a maisa issa, I don't care if it's the object's osa. And again, you could, there's big mockum to say, even for Sephardim then. Even when there's a chashash deraisa, mitzad my brochel of atola, however, I'm not being misakan anything, or it's not clear if I'm being misakan anything. So why should I go and do an issa lehedia, an issa vadai, because of a sofik, being misakin, my brochel of atola, and therefore, I would say that even for Sfadim, Nechoira, they should not eat. However, there are poiskim, Sfadi poiskim, who did say, Nechidah's Rebbe, who did say they should eat a tiny bit. Seems to be a machlokes between the Sfadim and Farbenei Ashkenaz, Nechoira, it's much clearer, seeing as Issa Brochel of Atola, La Halocha, is only an Issa de Rabbonon, therefore it's a Dovah Boru, that they should not be eating if they accidentally made a brochel on something like coffee, on Tisha B'Av, even though you've done a bracha levatola. Hey, that's already happened. I'm not going to go b'kum va'aseh and b'mezid. I'm going to do something that I know is an issa. B, it's not clear. It's going to help my bracha. And C, why my ul mehai mehai? Why should I listen to the issa bracha levatola rather than the issa achin batanis when both are the rabbonon for b'nei Ashkenaz for b'nei Sfad? It's not clear seeing as there's a chashash deraisa, but it's not clear if you're masakin the bracha by eating on Tisha B'Av.
How
can it be an Issa Deraisa? So just because there's no real problem, it doesn't mean that there isn't a way to do it.